Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Mem Ches. We are on page Reish Beis, which is the page following 402. Simen Shin Mem Ches is Din HaMoshet Mirishus L'Rishus, the halachos of passing from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hoya Omid Birishus HaYochid, a person was standing in the Rishus HaYachid, Vahotzi Yado Malaya Peros L'Rishus HaRabim B'soch Asara. So his hand was holding some fruit, and he stuck his hand out with the fruit from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. And as we know, if he picked up the fruit in Rishus HaYachid, placed him down in Rishus HaRabim, that would be an Issa D'Raisa that we discussed yesterday. But over here, he did not put the fruit down. All he did was he stuck his hand with the fruit out to the Rishus HaRabim, within 10 tefachim from the ground. So then the din is as follows. Bishogeg, if he stuck his hand out by accident, he forgot it was Shabbos, he forgot this was Aser, so mutter lahachziro la'oso chotzer, he would be allowed to bring his hand back. Because remember, just sticking it out, doing the Akira, doing one part already is a Dvar Iser, so he obviously can't drop it in Rosh Hashanah, that would be an Iser D'Raisa. So what he can do is he can bring his hand back into the chotzer that he's in, and that would be okay. Va'oser lahoshita lachotzer acheres. But if he's right next to another chatzer, he can't take his hand with the fruit that went from his chatzer to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and bring it back into a different chatzer. The Bir Halacha writes on that, the Ramaskil Lohoshita Lachatzer Acheres, Vafilu im Oso Achatzer Hu Shalo O Sheirvu Yachad. Even if the other chatzer belongs to him or to someone else, but they made an Erev together, he still can't bring his hand back in front of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to that other chatzer. So he must only bring it back into the chatzer that he's in. That's all if it was b'shogeg. In b'mezid, if he stuck his hand out b'mezid, and then all of a sudden he decided this is not a good idea, osar afilu lahachziru la'oso chatzer. He must leave his hand out there with the peiros till the end of Shabbos. He's not allowed to bring his hand back in. Says the Mechaber Vayter, v'yesh omrim, there are those who say, tahani mili keshotzia mibod yom. That this, that we put a knas on him, he has to leave his hand outside, that's only if he stuck his hand out before Shabbos started. But if he stuck his hand out with the fruit of the Rosh Hashanah once Shabbos started, so then mutter lachzira, then he can bring his hand back in, because if he leaves it out there, we're worried, shema yashlicha miyado, he might drop the fruit, v'yavu li'achiv chatas, and then it'll be achiv chatas. So if he actually did the Akira on Shabbos, so the second opinion says, then we're more lenient to let him bring it back in. Because if we make him keep it out there, you're causing him to do a bigger problem, because now he might drop the fruit in the Rosh Sarabim. But if he put his hand up before Shabbos, which he should not have done to leave it out there, so that's where the second opinion says we put the knas and make him keep his hand outside. But medvar mamurin, when were all these words said, keshotzia l'Rosh Hasharabim, when he put his hand out with the fruit into Rosh Hasharabim, then we get into discussion of exactly when, but we put a knas on him to keep his hand outside. Avalim hotzia l'karmelis, but if he put his hand outside with the fruit from the Rosh Hashayachat to the karmelis, b'chol gavna mutter l'achzira, in all cases, he would be allowed to bring it back in, because again, if it's only Rosh Hashayachat to a karmelis, we're avoiding any problems of daraisa, and therefore we are more lenient. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Aleph. So again, the case of the Mechaber was, the person is standing in Rosh Hashayachid. He sticks his hand out with the fruit in his hand to the Rosh Hasharabim within 10 tefachim. Sakta Mishabur, de lamala me'asara, if it would be above 10, Rosh Hasharabim, in the Rosh Hasharabim, hum makom ptur. So it has to be that he put his hand out with the fruit below 10 tefachim. If it's above 10 tefachim, that's already a makom ptur, like we learned earlier in Simon Shin Mem Hei, Sif Yud Beis. So if he stuck his hand out above 10, which is a makom tur, even if he did it with b'mezid, he would be allowed to bring it back in. That's from Rosh Hashanah to a makom tur. There would be no problem returning it. So the only issue over here, lefila mechaber, is if he sticks his hand out within 10 from the ground in Rosh Hashanah, so then he's actually in the area of the Rosh Hashanah. So sifkat and beis b'shogeg mutter. We said if he did it b'shogeg, he could bring his hand with the fruit back into the chatzah that he's in. Af the Ovar Isura, even though he already has done an Isser, Sha'asa Akira Birshus Ayachid, he uprooted the fruit from the Rosh Sayachid, Kedei Lahotzi L'Rosh Sarabim, having the intention to bring them out to the Rosh Sarabim, so he already did an Isser. Afilu Hachi Lo Knasur Rabbanon Kevin the Bishogig Asa. Still, Chazal did not put a Knas on him because it was by accident. It was an accident. He didn't mean to do it. It was a shogeg, and therefore there's no knas. Therefore, he can bring his hand back with the fruit into osa chatzis of katan gimel. Kidei shelo yiskayim machshavto shechoshel lefanosa misham. In order that he should not be mekayim and finish up his machshava that he had, in mind to clear it out from this chatzar, so he's allowed to bring it back into the chatzar, so his machshava is never fulfilled. Sevkotan dalid. But he's not allowed to put it back into another chatzar. So he obviously can't put it down in Rish Sarabim, but he can't even bring it back to another chatzar, only the chatzar that he's in. Says the Mishavur Sevkotan dalid. V'afilu niskavin mitchila lohotziel Rosh Sarabim. Even if his original intention is to take it out from Rosh Sayachid to Rosh Sarabim, he can't bring it back into a different Rosh Sayachid. So gam kein osar lo shita lo chatzar acheres. He still can't bring it back into a different chatzar. The al koponim niskayim machshavto. Because still, he has been mekayim his machshava, shechosha lefanosa mechatzero. Because his intention was really twofold, to take the items out of the Rosh Hashayachid into Rosh Sarabim. So if he brings it to another Rosh Hashayachid, he has satisfied at least part of his Machshava to get it out of this Roshus. So therefore, we don't want him to complete even part of his Machshava, so he cannot bring it back into another Roshus. V'chayshinan dilma zimna achrita. The concern is, if we let him bring back now the fruit from the Rosh Sarabim to a different Rosh Sayachid, maybe a different time, Shadi Lahul Rosh Sarabim. The same way now, he put his hand out to Rosh Sarabim with the fruit, and he's putting it back into another Chatzar, so a different time, he might just decide to leave the fruit in the Rosh Sarabim, and that would be a Daraisa. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Didavka Kishahaisa Kavanoso Mitzchila Lefanoso Looso Chatzar Az Aser. Some say no, the only time it's usher to bring it back into another chatzar is if his intention mitchila was to bring it out to that chatzar. Then the skayim machshavto legamri, that would be a complete fulfillment of his machshava to put it in that other chatzar. Aval im kavanosa lotziel Rosh Sarabim. But in our case where his intention was to bring the fruit out to Rosh Sarabim, so this shita is more lenient and he holds mutter lefanos lechatzar. Then you can bring it back into a different chatzar. This is all talking, going back to what we discussed yesterday, this is all talking about when the other chatzar is not going to be on the same side of the street, like we saw last night in picture number 12, b'shura achas, it's not in one row, imzeh chatzar, with this chatzar, elezeh keneged zeh, rather it's like picture 14. When this second opinion says he can't leave it out in Rosh Sarabim, but he could bring it back into a different chatzar, if he brought it out his hand to Rosh Sarabim, then he could bring it to a different chatzar, that's only if the two chatzeros are going to be on two sides of the street. Right? So he says, V'chozek is she'oso ha'chatzer lo'haya b'diut achas. It was not on the same side of the street. Imze ha'chatzer, elezek k'negezek. So we're more lenient when they are across the street, like we mentioned yesterday. Avlim haya b'diut achas, but if two chatzeros are on one side of the Rosh Sarabim, v'arosh Sarabim nimsheches gam bein ha'chatzeros, Rosh Sarabim is not only on the side, but also goes between them. Halo yesh b'zeh isser d'araisa lohoshin mizol azol. We discussed last night, that would be an isser d'araisa to pass items from one Rosh Sayachid to another Rosh Sayachid on the same side of the street, because that's the way it was done in the travels. V'afilu heim l'ma. We saw last night, even if it was above 10, it's still going to be an Issa D'Raisa. Kemosha Kasav L'El Besov Simen Shin Mem Zayin. So till there is a discussion, if he put it out b'shogig. Then the Mechaber said, in the first opinion, if he put it out b'mezid, so we have a knas, he must keep his hand out there the rest of Shabbos. Sivkotan hei b'mezid aser, the knasu rabbanim mishum davar isura. The rabbanim put a fine on him because he did an iser. Elo yochaz b'yodo atche chashechi. He must leave his hand out there over the Rosh Sarabim until Shabbos is over. So that was the first shita. Then we saw the second shita and said the opposite, at least partly the opposite. Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber said in the third line, the Hani Mili that we put this knas on is only when he put his hand out there before Shabbos. So there's no risk of a daraisa. But if he put his hand out during Shabbos, we don't want the fruit to end up in the Rosh Sarabim, so then we allow him to bring it back in. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav, Kishotzia mi bodyom, oz kenasuhu rabbanon, then the rabbanon put a knas on him. Al shahisha es yado b'mezid ba'avir Rosh Sarabim ad shetechshach. Because he put his hand out before Shabbos and left it over the Rosh Sarabim with items in his hand from before Shabbos, that's a no-no, that's where they place the knas that he can't put his hand back in, he must keep it out to the whole Shabbos. Sivkotan zayin, We said, but if he put his hand out after Shabbos started, mutter la'asira. Ratzalomar la'osa chatzir, he can bring it back into his chatzir. Why? The Mechaber said, because if he drops it from his hand, he's going to come to a chiyav chatas. Now here the Mishnah Berurah is bothered. A chiyav chatas is when you do a malacha daraisa b'shogig. But here we're talking about what you did at b'mezid. So if you did it b'mezid, it's not going to be a chiyav chatas. So what does the Mechaber mean? So zok the Mishnah Berurah of katan ches. Hai lushna lav dafka. This that the Mechaber said, we're worried he'll drop the food in Rosh Rav and be over a chi of chatas, doesn't really mean that. The habemezid mairi, we're talking about a case of mezid, that's where we talk about the knas of leaving his hand outside, is only when it's bemezid. Elo rotzalomo, what the Mechaber means to say is, shema yishkach, he might forget, v'yashlich miyado, and drop the fruit from his hands in Rosh Hashanah, v'yavo lidei malacha sheyesh b'chi of chatas l'ha'usa b'shkaga. And he'll be doing a malacha that theoretically would be a chi of chatas if it was done b'shogig. This case is not b'shogig. Could he put his hand up and maze it, and then he might drop it by accident, but it was only partially b'shogig. That's not a chi of chatas, as the Shaar Tzion points out in Ozayin. Avol bazel leis b'chi of chatas. In this scenario, there is no chi of chatas. To be chai v'chatas, it has to be the beginning, the end. The whole malacha has to be done b'shogeg. Over here, he put his hand out b'mezid. That's why we're talking about a knas. He would only drop it b'shogeg. That wouldn't be a chai v'chatas. So that's the Mishnah Berurah explains. What the Mechaber means is, he might forget and drop it out of his hands, and it'll come to do a malacha that would theoretically have a chiyav chatas if it were done fully b'shogeg. Ma she'en ken keshot tzia mibod yom, which is not the case if he put his hand out with the fruit from before Shabbos, afilu im yashuch lebasof, even if he'll end up dropping the fruit and reshrab him afterwards, lo yia raki surah ba'amo, that would only be at most an isa derabonam. Deho lo osa akiru b'shabbos, he did not uproot the fruit from reshtayachar on Shabbos, that was before Shabbos. So the most he has is the hanocha that's on Shabbos, that would be an isa derabonam. Looking at Yerabba who leans to go lahokel, to go lenient like this Yesh Omrim. Shekein das harbe rishonim, that is the opinion of many rishonim. Sivkotan test, the Mechaber then said that this whole discussion is only lagabe Rosh Hashayachat or Rosh Sarabim, but if it would be a hotza to a Carmelist, then it's mutter la'zira. Avol a Carmelist, Dr. Mishabura, she'enu el shvus rabbanon, from Rosh Hashayachat to a Carmelist is only an isa rabbanon, afilu im hoya mashlich osam sham lehedya, even if it would throw it there straight away from Rosh Hashayachat to a Carmelist, lo osru. They did not ask her in this case to put his hand back, to have a ke'en gzeira l'gzeira, that would be like a double gzeira, because the worst case scenario would be Nisat Rabbanon, we're not going to make a gzeira, that you might come to do something, that would be a gzeira l'gzeira. So by a Carmelist, you can always bring your hand back in, Sivkotan Yud Pirish. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. Whether you put your hand out b'shogeg or mezid, you're always allowed to move it back. V'dafka lo s'chotzer muta lahavsi, avolo l'chotzer acheres. V'dafka to the chotzer you started in, you would not be able to move your hand with the fruit into another chotzer from the Carmelist. The Hagra b'Beiuro Masik, the Gra in the Bira Hagra comes out l'maskana le'iser b'Karmelis k'mo b'Rosh Hasharabim. He's machmir by a Karmelis like a Rosh Hasharabim, unlike the Mechaber. And now he goes on in the Mishnah Berurah through a couple of Gemaras. Hamefana chafotzim mezavis lozavis. The person is moving around items in his house from corner to corner. V'nimlach aleihem votzion. He's no plans of moving things outside. He's just moving it from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, which is 100% mutter. As he's holding the item that he picked up to move to the other side of the room, he changes his mind, decides to carry it outside. Pater mechatas. He is not going to be chay of a chatas. He's pater. Why? Shelo hoisa akira mishar rishono lakach. Because to be chayav achatas has to be an akira, having in mind to bring it outside. But here he did an akira to move it to another side of the room, and then he changed his mind. After the akira, that would not be a chayav achatas. V'nimtza de lo osa ela hanocha. So it turns out all he really did was a hanocha in the Rosh Hasharabim. V'leis be raki surah ba'alma. That is only an issa derabanan. Again, if he didn't do the akira having in mind to move it outside, he only did the hanocha outside, but the akira was to be inside. He just changed his mind in the middle after it was in his hands. That would only be an Issa Derabbanan. Next case of the Mishnah Berurah, Hayah Kana Biyado. A person had a reed in his hand. V'higibia kotza ha'echad. He lifted up one side of the reed. V'kotza ha'sheni munach ba'aretz. The other side of the reed was resting on the ground. V'chozer v'higibia ha'kotza ha'sheni. He basically was rolling over the reed, always having one part on the ground and lifting up the other part, but he was moving it from place to place by flipping it over. Afilu kol hayom kulo. Even if he's doing this all day. He was in the Rish Sarabim, he's moving the reed very far. He's potter. That will not be an Issa Daraisa. Kevon shelo okar kol hakona miharetz. He never lifted up the whole reed from the ground. He rolled it over from part to part. That would not be a chi of chattas. However, v'imoshach ha'chefetz, but if he drew the item, ugroro al ha'aretz, and he dragged it on the ground, mitchilas arba l'sof arba chayiv. If he dragged it from one point to another point, 4 amos of Rishabim, he would be chayev achatos, shamigalgal okerhu. Because one who rolls something like a ball, that is considered nakira, that would be chayev. But the case where he's rolling it over, that's not like rolling the item, that's not drawing the item, that's doing some kind of shtick, that would not be a chayev daraisa. I want to just point out one important point in the Bir Halacha. And that is, just to summarize, we had two shitas in the Mechaber. When a person did a b'mezid, the first shita said that if you put his hand out with a fruit to the Rosh Hashanah in b'mezid, it's also to bring it back. So he put his hand out on Shabbos to the Rosh Hashanah, he can't bring it back. The second shita was more lenient, said if he did it on Shabbos, he can bring it back. Because the word, he might drop it, but if you put his hand out before Shabbos, that's where he put a knas, he can't bring it back. But the first shita didn't tell us anything about putting his hand out before Shabbos. He only discussed putting his hand out with the fruit on Shabbos. So what does he hold l'gabi dunga before Shabbos? If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal Yesh Omrim, it's a halfway down. In the Ramaskal Yesh Omrim, V'yesh la'ayin l'deya harishona. There is to investigate, l'fi the first shita, imotziya mibodyom b'mezid imkansinan lei shelo yasirena. And as the second shita said, if you put his hand out from before Shabbos, that's what we have the knas, not on Shabbos. The first shita said, there is a knas on Shabbos. What would the first shita say if he put it out before Shabbos? Would there be a knas or not? The l'chorim mistaber lomer. L'chorim is logical to say, the l'ditu gam l'maskona sasugyu lo kontu ki'im kishotziya b'mezid mishachashecha da'ovri yisura b'tchilas pulaso. It's logical to say that the first opinion holds that it's only going to be a knas when you put your hand out on Shabbos, when you started with an iser, and not when you put your hand out before Shabbos, when what you started was beheter. But he brings down, at the end of that line, he writes, Omnam biran kosav l'deas Rashi. The Ran brings down, l'fi the shita of Rashi, tehi deya rishona, which is the first shita of the Mechaber, de'ein chiluk bein mibodyom l'misha chashecha. It doesn't matter if you put your hand up before Shabbos or on Shabbos, either way there's a knas. V'chein muchav me'avodos ha'kodesh la'rashba, that's also the mashmos of the Rashba, aliba, das Rashi. V'chein mash m'ksas me'agro, that's also mash from the gro. However, if you skip two lines, he writes, third to last line, Uba mi'iri matzasi. In the mi'iri I found, says the Chavetz Chaim, Shedaito kemoshe kasavnu, that his opinion is like I thought, like I wrote. Vizelo shono, this is the language of the mi'iri. Deim hotzia mi bodyom af b'mezid. If he put his hand out before Shabbos, even b'mezid, mutter lahachziro etzlo, he is allowed to bring his hand back. Ein mezid shemi bodyom chomer mishigya Shabbos. The Mi'iri writes, a mezid that you do from before Shabbos to put your hand out is not any more chomer than a shogeg you do on Shabbos when you stick your hand out. Adkan l'shono, that is the language of the Mi'iri. Ratzalom, what he means to say is, hold l'thia maskona. Since in the maskona, mekil ha-gemara b'shogeg, the gemara is mekil b'shogeg, af mishech ha-shecha, like we saw that if you put your hand out with the fruit b'shogeg on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring it back in. So, roi shenokel mibodyom af mezid. So if you put your hand out before Shabbos, even if it was mezid, so that also would be grounds to be lenient that you could bring it back in. So he brings down here a machlokas rishonim lefi the first opinion. If there's going to be a knas, if you put your hand out with the fruit into the Rosh Sarabim before Shabbos and you left it there on Shabbos, can you bring it back, or are you forced to keep your hand there the entire Shabbos of the fruit? That concludes Simen Shin Mem Ches. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow will begin Simen Shin Mem Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.